In this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised seven to raise models of integrity and power. Models that will rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of a word of life. Join God's choice servant for the world of His grace.
Lord, we position ourselves to receive from you tonight all you have ordained for the first day of this 18th anniversary. Lord, we receive with thanksgiving. The doors of faith are opened in our hearts. And Lord, we take hold of that which you packaged for us. And it shall be unto us according to your word. Not one jot of it will fall to the ground. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you very much. Wired to thrive. That's what I'm talking about today. Wired to thrive. Wired to thrive. To be wired to thrive. So we are wired to thrive. Amen. I want to read Psalm 139 from verse 13 to 16 in the Message translation. Oh yes, you shaped me first inside, then out. You formed me in my mother's womb. I thank you, high God. You are breathtaking. Body and soul, I am marvelously made. I worship in adoration. What a creation. You know me inside and out. You know every bone in my body. Don't forget, wired to thrive. You know every bone in my body. You know exactly how I was made, bit by bit. How I was sculpted from nothing into something. Help me look at your neighbor and say, you were sculpted. Sculpted. That is a sculptor. Sculptured you. You were sculpted. You didn't just land. You know what it means? When a sculptor is working on a sculpture, it's very painstaking. Amen. Very intricate process. Let's read on. How I was sculpted from nothing into something. Like an open book, you watched me grow from conception to birth. All the stages of my life were spread out before you. The days of my life all prepared before I'd even lived one day. So why had to drive? So we're borrowing a term from electronics or electrical engineering. I used to think that I was very good in mathematics. I used to think that many years ago. I have two children who studied engineering. One did civil engineering, the other did electrical electronics. So one day, the one that did civil engineering, he came and he said, Daddy, you are good in mathematics. I said, yes, I'm very good in mathematics. He said, please help me solve this problem. I said, no problem. His name is Obaloluwa, so we call him Oba. I said, oh yeah, Oba, show me. When he showed me, everything looked like Greek. You know, Gamma, Lambda, Alpha, Beta, Rho, you know Rho, Sigma, those were the things I saw. I said, hey, no figures in front of me. I said, no figures. I said, what do you want me to do with this? He said, solve it now. I said, oh, but I'm not good in mathematics. Ish. Wired. So we're borrowing a term from electronics. Wired. What does it mean to be wired? It means to be reinforced with wires for strength. It means to be furnished with wires so that there can be a connection to a source of electrical power. And that way the appliance can now work. As believers in Christ, I want us to know that we are wired as well. We are wired to a kingdom. We are wired to a nucleus. Without Calvary, without the sacrifice, can you help me with the echo? Without the sacrifice that took place on the cross, no wiring. We are wired. We are connected to that place. But you see, we are wirelessly wired to God's kingdom. Who's with me this evening? We are wirelessly wired to the source of everything. We are wirelessly wired to Elohim. We are wirelessly wired to the one who is life, the resurrection and the life. So wireless technology began from scriptures. It is anything, any principle that works here that the world will now bring and repackage and release to us. Amen. The Bible calls our God the Reshit, Jehovah Reshit, the first in rank, the first in time, the first in space, the first in revelation, the first in wisdom. So everything comes from him. Hallelujah. So we are wirelessly wired to God's kingdom. What does it mean to thrive? Simply put, it means to do well. To do well. To do well. That's what it means to thrive. And I'm reminded of a story of three shop owners. Two of those shop owners had very big shops. All the three were selling the same things. I think maybe jewelry or something. All selling the same things. Some people may know the story. But one of them, his shop was the smallest. The other two had very big shops, you know, see-through glass, so you can see everything inside. And the one whose shop was the smallest knew he really had no chance against these big-time players, you know. Maybe his own working capital was 10 million, and the others, their minimum working capital is 250 million. You know, you can't compare the two, you know. He now felt, what can I do? You know what he did? He just placed a sign at his own entrance. He said, main entrance. The three stores are contiguous. So, at the entrance, he just placed main entrance. He wasn't competing with them because his name wouldn't sell. He didn't have their name. Gucci is there. Prada is there. Louis Vuitton is there. You now come, you say, hey, Bobby G. Who knows Bobby G? So he simply said, main entrance. So everybody coming, going to one of those big stores will see main entrance and they go in there. It takes wisdom to thrive. Hallelujah. I'm sure you remember this story as well of this major high street somewhere in the U.S., in the state of Illinois. You know how that somebody said, this is the best burger joint on the earth. Another said, this is the best burger joint in the world. Another said, this is the best burger joint in the universe. Somebody said, the best burger joint along the street. Along the street. So, universe, world, let's talk here. And everybody said, that one must be the best. It takes wisdom to thrive, to do well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You must have read in the Bible before how that the Lord made the ostrich. He's a very tall bird. The strides are very long and so on. But unfortunately, the ostrich does not have wisdom. When it lays her eggs, it also stamps on the eggs and breaks them inadvertently, but for lack of wisdom. It takes wisdom to thrive. So again, to thrive means to do well. To do well. I am happy because I'm in a word church, a word thought church. So it's a matured audience. So there's nothing I say that your pastor has not said before. Hallelujah. I've only come to reinforce the things you've been hearing before. Praise the Lord. So to thrive is to do well. To thrive is to flourish. To thrive is to grow well. To thrive is to advance. To thrive is to increase. Amen. It is to be fruitful. Now you are wired to thrive. That means you are designed by God to thrive. You are programmed. There are codes that are working in a program for you to thrive. Your configuration tells us wherever you are with what you carry, you are designed to thrive. You are connected to a power source that makes you thrive. You are set up in a particular way in order to thrive. Many times we don't realize who we are, and many times we don't realize what we have. Today, you must realize who you are, and you must walk in the consciousness of what you carry. Hallelujah. In the military, they have no problem recognizing what they carry. Their ranks show it. So the junior officer, yesterday we were talking about one of the coup d'etats that took place in this country. A junior officer went to his commander-in-chief, I'm not going to mention names, and he said, and he gave him compliments and saluted him, "You are under arrest, sir." He said, "There's a coup going on and you are under arrest." He gave him compliments and they arrested the man. And they took him to a northern traditional ruler who was part of the plan for the coup. And that one began to talk to the deposed the commander-in-chief anyhow. And again, this officer said, "You don't talk to an officer, a general in the Nigerian army, like that. You are a bloody civilian." They did a coup. They removed the man. They understand it, what they carry. Do you understand what you carry? Believers, we carry grace. Do you even know what it means to carry grace? Do you know what it means to be paid for with the blood of Jesus Christ? Don't you know the price and the voice of the blood is active over your life? How can you make light the sacrifice on the cross? Don't you know that demons, principalities, and powers are subject to us based on that sacrifice? And they know you. But you don't know you. They know you. So you must start knowing you from today. And everything that you used to be scared of should not begin to get scared of you. Did you hear what I just said? All the things, some people, once it gets dark and they have been attacked before by armed robbers. You know, it's not strange in our society. There are some things we live with in Nigeria. If somebody says they're taking light, what's the news? We've not had light for 2 weeks. Kevin, what should we do? I mean, the roads are bad in my area. What are you saying? It's nothing. So once it's getting dark, start getting afraid because of what happened to you. No more. Somebody say no more. Or you are getting to a particular age. You are approaching 70. You are 69 now. And you remember how your mother died as she approached 70. And the symptoms she had then are beginning to manifest in your body now. And you say, Mumsy. That's how it happened for Mumsy. Hey, you are different. You're different. You're different. You're different. Amen. Now, before something is wired, some things happen. Number one thing that happens is there's careful planning. You know, before an idea comes to physical reality, it first has to be conceived. There's conception stage. After conception, you now go to design. You know, it's after design that you go to pilot testing or parallel running. And after that, you now do the full launch. I'm summarizing an entire process for those who catch my drift. Who catches my drift here? I catch drift me. Okay. For those who did systems design and analysis, you understand what I'm talking about. Amen. Some people think pastors did not go to school. When Pastor Grace Mann is a lawyer, what are you saying? I'm ofini won won kawe won gboye. Amen. Even though I'm not learned. Praise God. Careful planning. Do you know that careful planning went into your wiring process? God did not just wake up and said, no, there was careful planning. Let's read the scripture. Psalm 139, 14 to 15 again. "I will praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden for you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth." Careful planning. Another thing that takes place before your wiring is this: detailed consideration and analysis of outcomes. He paid attention. He considered everything about you as an individual. Imagine the billions of the human species that we have on earth and how he took pains to create each one. No one looking exactly like the other. Detailed consideration and analysis of outcomes. That went into the process of your wiring. If Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. Let's read that in the New Living Translation. For we are God's masterpiece. Somebody say, I'm God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. Your wiring. You are God's masterpiece. You know what a masterpiece is? A masterpiece is a work of art that was made by the masters. When other paintings were completed in 30 days, a masterpiece can take 2 years. So you must have heard of the Picassos and so on, the Lafayette, or you know, all those places, you know, and all those what's that guy's name? Can you call Angelo? Michelangelo. Yeah, Michelangelo. You know, masterpiece. You are God's masterpiece. There are no two kinds of you. Amen. No two kinds of you. Another translation. Let's look at the New Living, New International Translation. It says, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. We are God's handiwork. I like that. You see, men, our traditional caps, there are embroidery machines that tailors use. I used to have one tailor, sir. He had, way back, over 20-something years ago, he had a digital embroidery machine. Digital. He will program the design into the machine and put the fabric under the needle, and the needle goes to work. Here in Ibadan, way back then, digital embroidery machine. He could produce 10 of such caps in one day. He could produce 20 of such caps in one day. But this scripture says you are God's handiwork. Now, there are people who make caps for men that is handmade. They learn it. In fact, they inherit it from their forefathers. It's a skill you inherit. And if the man says, your cap will be ready in 1 week, if you come in 3 days' time, you see him holding your cap, working on it, handmade. It's handmade. It's hand is giving proper detail to that cap. Hallelujah. So such caps are not plenty because they are not mass produced. You were not mass produced. You are a limited edition. Some people are here who knew the car. It used to be Peugeot 504 then. Limited edition. In Ibadan then, 1984, 85, they were not many. What called limited Silara. It was different from 504 GR. It was different from 504 SR. It was limited edition. So if you were driving anyhow before, when you saw that car in front of you, you would slow down. Because you didn't want to chop with it. Amen. You are not mass produced. Understand that about yourself. Amen. In Christ Jesus, you were created anew as God's masterpiece, as God's handiwork. Amen. Another thing that goes into us being wired to thrive, a clear understanding of the purpose to be achieved. That was part of what went in. So this man, this child of mine that I have so wired, must accomplish what? Because God always is concerned about the end results. Christ was called Jesus because of the end result, that he might save the people from their sins. Amen. He was called Jesus. He was called Jesus, is the Greek word. He was called that he might save the people from their sins. So that was purpose speaking in that name. Amen. Isaiah 43:21. These people have I formed for myself. What are they going to do? They shall show forth my praise. So you were wired for him, and you are to show his praise. Can someone say, I'm to show his praise? So I work in Zenith Bank. I'm to show his praise. I have a small carpentry business. I'm to show his praise. I teach in a kindergarten. I'm to show his praise. Do you understand? Oh, I love teachers. Are there teachers in the house? Teachers, they know. Raise your hand. Be proud. You got, first stand. Stand. All teachers stand. If you are not a teacher, clap for them. Clap for them. Celebrate them. If you are not a teacher, celebrate them. Hallelujah. If you are sitting beside them, shake hands with them. Thank you. You may be seated. Thank you. Whatever you are today, your teachers had a role to play in that. And I always tell this story, and I will never get tired of this story. Years ago, you know, a servant of God told us this story. He's now late. His name was Pastor Musa Kafinta from Kano, a northerner. He said there was this man who kept going to Abuja to pursue his payment. He was a federal government contractor, did some jobs for the Federal Ministry of Education. So he would go to pursue his payment, and of course, check not ready. So he was going back to Lagos, you know, dejected as usual, and he boarded a plane. And an old man sat beside him on the plane. And the man's AC vent, the old man's AC vent was leaking. You know, this is Nigeria now, you know. But you see, we say things about Nigeria. It can happen in any part of the world. Oyinbo people too, they have their own problems. When you see their problems like this, one day I was somewhere, and I had planned, I told my wife, I'll get home tomorrow, so, everything was planned. And we got to a place. We got to a major airport. That was the day I knew that even planes too, they use battery. The thing did not start. The engine did not start. They kept us in the plane for 2 hours. And finally, the captain said, I'm your captain. Ladies and gentlemen, we can't get the engine to start. I'm so sorry about this. This flight has to be aborted. Tomorrow morning, a replacement aircraft will be brought. I said, tomorrow morning. Me that I was already calculating when I'll be in Nigeria. And I had 2 more flights. I must connect in 2 more places. You understand what I'm saying? I said, ah. And then we go back into the terminal building. We couldn't go back to town. Town was far. And people threw their bags on the floor, made their bags pillows, and began to sleep. I looked at all of them. I went to the lady. I said, I'm an international passenger. I'm just leaving the Pacific, the mid-Pacific, to get to the mainland. And from mainland, I'm taking another one to Europe, and from Europe to Africa. I'm going to Nigeria. Do you know Nigeria? Toma, Nigeria, Nigeria, Lagos, Nigeria. She didn't know what I was saying. She just looked at me and said, I'm so sorry, sir. There's really nothing I can do about that. I'm so sorry. I say, ha. So I now looked at her and said, ah, if this were to be Nigeria, everybody would be mad. We'd be blowing big grammar. The world is the same. Their planes too may not start. It's not only Nigeria. So the vent was leaking water, the old man's seat. And this younger person said, you can take my seat, sir. Take my seat. The old man said, why? He said, take my seat, sir. But you don't know me. It doesn't matter. Take my seat. The leaking vent is the least of my problems now. I think he took a loan to do the project. So he's waiting for his money. The banks are on his neck. Finally, you know what happened? They got to Lagos and the old man said, thank you. You never knew me before. You did this for me. The Lord will honor you, young man. And so he said many things. And the man said, if you need anything, let me know. He said, the man looked at him again. You know, at times, and many times, and all the time, we shouldn't judge a book by the cover. At times, many times, and all the time, don't judge a book by the cover. And so, he looked at the old man. The old man said, yes, if you need anything, even in the presidency, if you need anything, if I need anything, he looked at him again. The man said, yes. And the man said, Ibrahim is my boy. So he said, Ibrahim is your boy. Who's Ibrahim? He said, the president, Ibrahim Babangida. Is your boy? He said, yes. He said, I taught him in primary school. The old man said, I taught him in primary school. Quickly, the guy said, sorry, Federal Ministry of Education, they're owing me money, blah, 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 blah. He said, now you are talking. He said, take my card. He said, call me. One thing led to another. He did not get his check from the Ministry of Education. He got his check from Aso Rock. He said, every point he got to, his name was there. They'll give him clearance. Proceed. And that's how he got his check. So, you know, he didn't need to say thank you to assistant director, deputy director, to the director general. Somebody say teachers. Don't despise a teacher. Mrs. Oreson, she taught me mathematics. In fact, she had a big stomach. And we're using Lacombe. How many people remember Lacombe? That book was tough. I didn't like that Lacombe. She would have a cane in her hand and Lacombe in the other hand. And she had a big stomach. So we now said she's pregnant. That when she goes for maternity leave, we will now rest. She'll be out of school for at least 6 months. We didn't know she wasn't pregnant. Every day we'll see her in school, see this woman again. To make matters worse, my mother enrolled me in her lesson. So I will leave school, I will go to Miss Orez always lesson. Okusa! On my head. Okusa! But she gave me a foundation in mathematics. By the time I was writing WAEC, I had A1 in additional mathematics. So I will now see Mrs. Oreson's son or daughter or grandchild. And the guy said, Oreson, I'll say, which Oreson is your own? You think I won't, if whatever I am in a position to do, you think I won't do? That is why that which your hand finds to do, you want to thrive? That which your hands finds to do, do well. The kingdom is not for the indolent. The kingdom is not for those who are lily-livered. The kingdom is not for those who are negligent in the discharge of their duties. Be the best in your game. Be on top of your game. Hallelujah. Give your students extra. You may not need this for the exam, but you will need it for life. I'm giving it to you for life. Give them things for the future. You know, some teachers teach just for the students to pass. But some teach for the students to rule in life. Which one are you? We're trying to make a point. So God has wired us because of what he intends to achieve. Isaiah 43:21, in the message, you know, I quoted it before. This will have I formed for myself, they shall show forth my praise. Now let's see how the message puts it. It says, the people I made especially for myself, a people custom made to praise me. You are custom made. Look at your neighbor. And as that person, are you a believer in Christ? If you are a believer in Christ, you are custom made. Custom made. Praise the Lord. So God did not just wire us to thrive. It is to praise him. And we are custom made for that to happen. Don't forget. Don't forget. So you are not a mistake, therefore. You are a deliberate outcome of the thinking of Elohim, the eternal creator. Now you are wired to thrive for the following reasons. Number one thing about being wired to thrive is this. You must stay connected to your power source. If you must thrive, if you understand what it means to be wired to thrive, you must stay connected to the power source. Who is the power source? Jesus. Hallelujah. You must stay connected to the power source. If you lose connection, you lose functionality. If you lose connection, that's why I'm always scared of believers who don't observe a daily quiet time, who don't have time to spend alone in prayers with God. I'm always scared of such people. You can't tell me you're a believer. You can go a whole week without opening the Bible. You can go a whole day without opening the Bible. You are a danger to yourself and you are a danger to people around you. Hallelujah. That's connection. Spending time reading the Bible every day, that's connection. Spending time in prayers. Jesus! Jesus Christus, the anointed one and the anointing. You know, Christ was not his surname. If he was to have a surname, his surname should have been Joseph. He should have been Jesus Joseph. Praise the Lord. He was Jesus the Christ. The word Christ in the Greek is Christos, the anointed one and his anointing. The anointed one and the anointing had a prayer life. You and I, who are in him, are now saying we don't need prayer. Which world do you come from? I don't want you to be my friend. In accounting, there's something called non-arm's length transactions, related party transactions. I will treat you as arm's length transaction. I don't want to be close to you. Arm's length transaction. Okay, the transaction. Some of you have friends and you're very intimate with those friends and they are not believers in Christ. And it is not as if you are befriending them so that you can lead them to Christ. Every secret about you they know. And they don't share your convictions. Be careful. Be careful. Be very, very careful. Amen. Now, stay connected. Stay connected. If you lose connection, you lose functionality. See, you are part of a circuit. And in the circuit, there is flow of power. Can I quickly define the circuit? It is the complete path of electric current, including usually the source of that power. Haven't you remember O-level physics? When we're in school, doing physics O-level, you draw a rectangular box like this, and then voltage, you break the max, you can write 12 volts on it, meaning 12 volts is what is passing in that circuit. Aha! The kingdom is like an electric circuit. There's a continual flow of grace, continual flow of life, continual flow of power in that circuit. As long as you are connected, you are in the power flow. Amen. And you can thrive. When challenges come, you can overcome them, you can thrive. Praise the Lord. You can flourish in season and out of season. The dollar could have risen. See, thank God it's coming down. But do you know, if it had not come down, Jesus will still be Lord. God will still be on his throne. The word of God will still be the word of God. And you and I will not have a choice. We will still keep pressing on. Believe me. If since the dollar came down, how many of you have gone to buy dollar? Because people make money. Hey, dollar. How many? They did. One woman did a documentary. Pastor, she did a documentary. She said, Mama, if I give you 100,000 naira or I offer you $10, which one will you take? Illiterate women. You know what they said? She said, dollar no. Dollar only. Mama, what will you do with the dollar? She said, I'll build a new house. I will open a shop in front. I'll buy things in the shop. I'll be doing my business for $10. Because they don't know. They just hear dollar. How much dollar have you bought since the dollar rate started coming down? And you two, you've been joining them to say, oh, wale. Oh, wale. Hey, so it came down. Hey, so what has... The Gospel of St. John chapter 15. Let's read. I want to read from the ERV, easy to read version. John's Gospel chapter 15 from verse 3 to 7. You have already been prepared to produce, is it on the screen? ERV, easy to read version. John 15, 3 to 7. That's why it's good not to rely on technology. Come to church with your Bible. Technology does not change the gospel. It can aid the gospel. It can change the gospel. Praise the Lord. Okay. You have already been prepared to produce more fruit by the teaching I have given you. Look at it. Stay joined to me and I will stay joined to you. Jesus was speaking. The singer song, very melodious. Draw me nearer to the cross. It's enough. Thank you. Do you know it's not scripture? Draw me nearer. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. The child that Shifa is the one the Father will be. Hallelujah. Let's read again. So John chapter 15 from verse 3. You have already been prepared to produce more fruit by the teaching I've given you. Stay joined to me and I will stay joined to you. No branch can produce fruit alone. It must stay connected to the vine. It must stay connected to the vine. It is the same with you. You cannot produce fruit alone. You must stay joined to me. Jesus was speaking. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you stay joined to me and I to you, you will produce plenty of fruit. In other words, you will thrive. If you stay connected. Thank God for those 4 points Pastor was sharing earlier on. Stay connected. Praise the Lord. When you are connected, you are joined to everything that Christ has purchased for us with his blood. That's what you're connected to. You're connected to life. You're connected to grace. You're connected to favor. You're connected to help. You're connected to the blessings, the richness of the glory of God. You're connected to the wisdom of Jehovah. You are rich in ideas. I hope you know that ideas rule the world. Not just ideas, inspired ideas rule the world. Inspired ideas. So somebody just thought and said, we can have a community of people we don't see and we can relate together. We can share jokes together. We can share good moments together. We can do business together. And today, the largest continent on earth is Facebook. It's the largest continent on earth. It's the largest continent on earth. Albeit virtual, but it's a continent. Yes. And it was somebody's idea. It was somebody's idea. Why? Inspired ideas rule the world. I will never forget. When we started using Nitel, MTEL, the thing looked like a remote. People will carry it. And then the antenna for some was very long. You know, you think it was a radio in their hands. Yes, I'm not making fun of anybody. And then the global satellite mobile communication system came out. And this one was compact, it was small, even though some were big. I remember the days of Sagem, Nokia 3310. One man, the only place where he will have signal was behind his fridge in the house. So he would go and kneel down behind the fridge and say, hello. We've come a long way. And you'll be pressing and pressing and pressing. In fact, some people will tie rubber bands around their own phones. Remember? And everybody will say, Ekwe me, call me. In fact, the SIM card, the first set of SIM cards cost 50,000 naira, something like that. Pastor, sir, Ijebu man that studied accountancy. What do you think he has gone for? He's a senior research fellow. I said, no, it doesn't make financial sense to me. I'm not going to have 90 land phone in my house, have 90 land phone in the office. I don't need it. So I didn't buy 50,000 naira for SIM card. I didn't even know that it was going to become free after a while. But after a while, people say, Pastor, this is embarrassing. I say, it's not embarrassing. They say, it's embarrassing. They say, how much is the SIM card? I say, I don't know. So one brother bought me a SIM card. I went to England, he bought me a SIM card. I said, okay, thank you. It's because of you. Now say, I know you won't buy phone. I said, I won't buy. So he bought me a phone. You know, Agbaton. Finish it. So when they now did that for me, I said, okay, I must buy my wife. I own SIM card. By then it was 25,000. Go to Wale. But what am I saying? And somebody thought, we don't have to be pressing those buttons. We can have touch screen technology that uses the flex. You can just deft touch and everything. Pam, 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 ah, ah. Pam, 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 pam. Eh? Just like that. Pam, pam, ah, ah. At times, if you press too much, you know, all the characters are displayed. Thinking. But be inspired to think if you want to thrive. Stay joined, stay connected. What has Jesus done for us? Pastor, 20 minutes. What has Jesus done for us? Revelation 5:12. Saying with a loud voice, what is the lamb that was slain? To do what? Help me. We're reading Revelation 5:12. Saying with a loud voice, what is the lamb that was slain to receive? Help me. Power and are you not there? And riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. You can count not less than 7 of them itemized there. Being joined, being connected to Christ gives you access to all that. Someone say power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Notice and in front of, what is and? Is it a proposition? What is and? Help me. It was an Indian that taught me English. Conjunction. And Pastor, you don't free to move around. I'm sorry, you know, Bush boys, we can't stay behind the pulpit all the time. And another entity is following, and another entity is following, and so power and wealth and wisdom and riches and glory, blessing, honor, and because ordinarily in one breath you should have just said power, wisdom, glory, blessing, riches. But when the and is there, take note, each one is standing on its own for your benefit. The other one is standing on its own for your benefit. The other one is standing on its own for your benefit. The other one is standing on his own for your benefit. Why? Because you are joined. That is what Jesus purchased with his blood. And he has given to us. Stay connected. Listen, they say, generally, follow who know road. Follow the person who know road. Jesus sabi road. In fact, he's the road. Now he be the way. So if he has given all that, if he has gotten all that, what do? I follow him. So when we were in secondary school, my friend, my bosom friend, did not know mathematics. He became my friend by force because of mathematics. So he became my friend because he followed the person who was having mathematics. And some of us then, because we wanted to enter into sin, we followed them who knew road as far as sin was concerned. So they taught us how to party, how to boogie. They taught us how to smoke. They taught us all of those things. Follow who know road. But not for evil now, but for good. The Holy Ghost knows the way. Follow him. Be rooted in him. Be grounded in him. Be established in him. Take roots down in him. Grow in him. Hallelujah. Stay connected. Let me tell your neighbor, stay connected. See, you cannot. He said, thriving starts with a seed. A seed that is left on its own is of no use. The seed must enter the ground. It must be connected. Hallelujah. Number two, be grounded. Tell somebody, be grounded. In electronics, there's something they call earthing. Earthing. You know, earthing. When an appliance is grounded, it's earthed, what does it do? It transmits electrical shocks to the earth through a low resistance wire. If the wire is not low resistance, it will send the shock back to the appliance and blow the appliance. So the wire must be low. You know what a fuse is? If you check a fuse, you'll see thin flexible wire inside. And it has to be thin flexible wire. If it is too thick, the appliance will burn. You must be grounded. Praise the Lord. Life is full of shocks. Life at times will throw shocks, electrical shocks. You know, many times you can't explain what caused the shock. Many times you may not be able to explain where that surge, that power surge came from. Hallelujah. But we have an absorber, amen, to the shocks of life. You know what the absorber to the shocks of life is? God's word. God's word. Learn to put your pressure on God's word. Hallelujah. Be grounded so you have a thing. Listen, the low resistance wire. Who is the low resistance wire? The believer. You are the low resistance wire. So the surge is coming. It passes through you, the low resistance wire, and it thinks it has succeeded. It does not know that you are grounded. You see, the reason why you feel the pressures of life is because you are low resistance wire. We are perplexed. We are not in distress. We are beaten. We are not destroyed. Apostle Paul was writing that. You remember? We feel it when the pressures, when the headwinds of life are against us. Don't we feel it? There was a time I was paying school fees. Pastor, sir, I was paying school fees. I'm a pastor. I'm not a businessman. No. Praise the Lord. I don't have a company. You know? And I was paying school fees. And this boy of his own volition got himself admission. ASU did 6 months strike in 2013. He was in 300 level in UI. ASU strike began. I went to South Africa. I went to Stellenbosch. I saw the world renowned university for engineering. I said, Obalolua, I found a place where you will do masters in civil engineering. It's in Stellenbosch in South Africa. I said, Daddy, I'm not going to any South Africa. I said, where do you want to go? And I said, anyway, finish your first degree first. We'll talk about that later. And then the strike began. First month, nothing. Second month. Every day he's checking UI portal to see whether they've announced resumption. And he's eating and growing fat in the house. You know how teenage boys grow? You know, when he wants to cook his food, he drives everybody away from the kitchen. He will say, are you done? When you finish cooking your food, please excuse me. Because he wants to take over the kitchen. Imagine keeping that in your house for 6 months. So he said, and then one day he said, Daddy, I've been applying. And I applied to a school in Canada. I said, So they have given me admission. I said, yeah, admission. I said, do you know how much it costs? Can you compare to how much you are paying in UI? He said, Daddy, don't you believe God's word? I said, I do. I said, do you believe? He said, he does. I said, so let's see. I said, but honestly, you started, you're in 300 level, just 2 more years, and you'll be out of school. And then this strike continued. He came back, he said, Daddy, they said, I should go and do medicals. I said, but are you serious? He said, I'm serious. And me, I always take my children anywhere they are going, we go together. Is it common entrance? We do common entrance together. It's jam, we go together. I don't send my wife. Some men are like that, they send their wife. Go. Mommy, take them. No. I go. And when I get there, I realize I'm the only father. All the other women. So women will be talking about frontal closure, 360, 18 inches, 16. I can't put him out. I'll just be watching for my son. Anyway. Long story short, that's how that boy got admission to that school in Canada. So I was to pay school fees. So the admission came with scholarship, Pastor. I didn't know they used that one to attract us. Oh! And before the semester begins, they send the bill. $8,000. My wife's name is Bolanle. I say, Bolanle, come and see you. So I know what pressure is, sir. At least financial pressure. I felt it. Because then I said it in church. I wasn't putting housekeeping money down again. In fact, I had thrift. You know what thrift is? Thrift. A job. A susu. 100,000 every month. I withdrew from that one because it didn't run in Koton Shemi. How did he say that in English? That 100,000 didn't. You say you understand. Koka. I felt it. But grace saw me through. So today I can say the story. It's a testimony now. But then, Kai, Ubunome. So when the headwinds of life are against you, you are low resistance wire, but there's a grounding. There's a grounding. There's a grounding. You transmit the pressure to God's word. That is why you don't step out without a word. Learn to transmit the pressure to God's word. Be grounded in the word. Your grounding is there. So when the shocks come, the earthing takes care of the shocks. Hallelujah. Do you know what the devil contests usually in our lives? It is the word that the devil contests. It is the word. Let's look at something in the Gospel of St. Mark. Mark chapter 4, from verse 15. And these are they by the wayside, where the word is sown. Pastor shared from Matthew 13. It's similar to this. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure for a time, but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth, take note, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, affliction and persecution arises for the sake of the word that you heard. So it is the word that you have received that the devil comes to attack. You are in church, you are excited, everybody is happy. Hey, you will thrive. Yeah, it is the word of God. The devil is coming to attack that one. Let's see how many of us are grounded in it that will face the headwinds and survive the headwinds. Everybody likes tailwinds. You know tailwind. Tailwind is good. It pushes you forward. In fact, you arrive ahead of schedule time. When there is tailwind. But when there is headwind, you feel the, what's it called? The turbulence. It makes back, back. Somebody said, hey, Nigeria is far. Oh, this. But you are getting there. Praise the Lord. For the word's sake. And finally, no exposure. Help me tell your neighbor, no exposure. No exposure. You see, when electrical wires are exposed, the risk of electrical shock is high. In fact, not just shock, the risk of short-circuiting becomes very high. Do you know that if water should touch that, there's going to be short-circuit? There's exposure. The same way, if two wires touch each other, you know, wires have insulators to cover them. That's why you see them in colors. Some are black, some are red, some are yellow, some are green. You know, there's life, there's neutral, there's earth. Amen. Do you know life and neutral must never touch? Wala, if they touch, there's wala. Hallelujah. Sin and flesh must never touch. When sin touches flesh, wala. No thriving. You didn't hear me. Sin and flesh must never touch. The flesh must be dead. So when sin comes, it didn't meet flesh at all. I'm dead. So Christ condemned sin in the flesh for your sake, for my sake. I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. The life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and died for me. Hallelujah. So I am crucified with Christ. Galatians 2:20. I'm crucified with Christ. Hallelujah. So no exposure. Don't expose yourself to sin. You want to thrive? No exposure. Pastor, but there is grace. We cannot say grace should abound while we are sinning. Yoruba Bible. We say it commonly. Well, how do we say it? We say, Kamari. That's what Apostle Paul said. I said, Kamari. Ale koninu eshe. Kaniki ori o fema kwasi. Kamari. English, certainly not. Some traditions say, God forbid. But I like that. Kamari. Amen. Hallelujah. No exposure to sin. If you're exposed to sin, you cannot thrive. Who is with me up to now? Not thriving. So life and neutral hours must not touch. Your flesh must be dead to sin. Colossians 2:13. And you, Colossians 2:13. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, dead, have he made alive, quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. The believer in Christ, as far as the Lord is concerned, potentially we are dead to sin. We are dead to flesh. In fact, we should be dead to self. We should be alive only unto Jesus. Sin will expose you. I have 6 more minutes. No exposure. So number one, stay connected. Help me tell your neighbor, stay connected. To thrive, you want to thrive, you are wired to thrive, stay connected. Number two, be grounded. Be grounded. Be grounded in the word. Amen. When the shocks of life come, you are grounded. You transmit the shocks to the grounding, to your earthing. And God's word can carry it. God's word can take it. Hallelujah. It's possible to be believing God for the same thing for 5 years or even longer. Where do you transmit that pressure? To the word. How do you do it? Father, have you not said? Did you not say? Did you not promise me? You cry, you shed tears, wipe your tears and say, Father, I'm putting it back to you. Hallelujah. People look for quick fixes all over the place and they end up with problems. There's no quick fix anywhere. We are to be imitators of them who through faith and patience do what? Inherit the promises. So how do we inherit the promises? Faith and patience. So number one, stay connected. Number two, be grounded. Number three, no exposure. No exposure. No exposure. Proverbs 13:20, what does it say? He who comes to the wise shall be wise. But a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Who are your friends? Who determines? I mean, who the company you keep, what do they look like? It's good to be fashionable. I like it. Amen. But we do fashion with sense. It must be fashion with focus. Fashion with focus. I like Oge. Oge is good. But Oge with sense. What does that sense mean? Jesus, I'm keeping the Son of God ahead of me. The cross before me. The world behind me in my fashion. So your best friend, all you talk about is Bone Street. Brazilian. Those are the things you talk about. No, I don't do costume. I don't do costume. I do real gold. I mean real gold, Italian gold. I'd rather not buy anything. If my money's not coming, I'll wait till when my money comes, buy gold. Amen. Good. Okay. But can we weigh you spiritually? Can we weigh you? You may be 2 bags of rice by physical weight. You know what 2 bags of rice is? That's 100 kilos. Last year, I was tending towards that. I said to Olu Alope, 2 bags of rice, my lele. I was weighing 98 kilos. I said, I may not look it, but you know, I have bone. I cut down. Amen. What's your weight spiritually? Many tekelu fasting. I said, I've weighed you. Weighed you in the balances, found you wanting. Every child of God carries weight. What is your weight in the spirit? You call your friend on phone. The person is shabaking, greeting you with a shabak. Those are the friends you need. Hey, now hey, babe, what's up? Where are we going? Now we'll kill you one day. Let's rise to our feet. 2 minutes. 2:55. 2:54. 2:53. Wired to thrive. What have you received from God's word today? What have you received from God's word? Listen. I want us to open up. I need a brother to touch the keyboard softly. Softly. Just the keyboard alone. Softly. Can you ask the Lord for his breath? His breath afresh. The dew of the Spirit of the Lord afresh upon you. The dew of the Spirit of the Lord, a release of it afresh upon you. Upon your job, upon your career, upon your business, upon your ministry, upon your undertakings, fresh dew from on high. Can you long for it? Let there be a release, Lord. Let there be a release, Lord. Let there be a release, Lord, of your breath, of your breath. Put your breath upon me afresh. Put your breath upon me anew. Put your breath upon all that I'm involved in. Let your signature of grace, let your signature of excellence rest upon my life. Let it be clear that I'm different. Let it be clear that I'm your handiwork. Let me carry that mark of distinction that your kingdom represents. Let it be visible and tangible in my life in the name of Jesus. You had a dream and you vomited something. You vomited a creature. It is the day of your deliverance. It is the day of your deliverance. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua, the Son of the Most High God, you are free today. You are free today in the name of Jesus. Whatever the devil did concerning that, we undo by the resurrection of Christ Jesus. We undo it today at the place of prayer in the name of Jesus. Enter into your inheritance, child of God. Enter into your inheritance. Enter into the power that Christ has given to you. The riches that Christ has given to you, the wealth that Christ has given to you, the glory, the blessing, the honor that Christ has given to you, it's your inheritance. Enter into your inheritance today. Enter and walk in your inheritance. Begin to walk in your inheritance much more than ever before. Say, Lord, I begin to walk in my inheritance much more than ever before. Seeing as you see, hearing as you hear, in the name of Jesus. Receive an understanding of the seasons, an understanding of the seasons, that you will always know what to do, what to do. You will not walk in error in the name of Jesus. Command your seasons to bring forth. Command your seasons to bring forth. Command your seasons to break forth. Let the seasons of your people break forth. Let the seasons of your people shine forth in the name of Jesus. Somebody's here. The king will send for you. Somebody's here. The king will send for you. Not long from now. Somebody here. The king will send for you. In the name of Jesus. My time is up. Can we give him thanks for all that he has done today? If you have a medical condition, you can place your hands on your head. If you have a symptom of infirmity in your body, you can place your hands there if you can localize it. There is balm in Gilead. There is a physician there. Therefore, the heart of the daughter of the people of God is healed. In the name of Christ Jesus, the Son of Jehovah Most High, be healed now. Every stranger by way of infirmity and disease and medical conditions, out! We command you out! Never to return again. Lord, thank you because these lives are sealed by the power of Christ's resurrection. We give praise and glory to your name.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace. Through God's choice servant, we believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the word of God. Join God's choice servant in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samonda UA Road, Ibadan. Every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.